Welcome into the In the Money podcast for Saturday, May the 4th at Churchill Downs, Kentucky Derby Day. Tom Leach, along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development, as we take a look at all the graded stakes races on the Saturday card. Let's begin, Jim, with race 5, the grade 2 Twin Spires Turf Sprint. 3 and up, 5.5 furlongs on the turf course. These are always particularly vexing handicapping challenges. How did you sort this one out?
Well, I took a couple of horses that came out of Shakertown at Keeneland. The one I'm taking on top is Mischief Magic, who shipped over here for Charlie Appleby from Dubai. And this was his second North American trip. He won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Sprint at Keeneland in 22, and he almost won the Shakertown. Almost dead last at the half mile pole, and came back and almost won. Got beat by a length to Arzak. Beat another horse, Amon, who's coming back in this race. And I just think that race after shipping from Dubai, if he moves forward from that at all, I think he's going to be really tough to handle in here. Going to use Our Stott, who had a wide trip in the Shakertown, but still got a 94 buyer from the 10 hole. Castellano takes this mount back, and 10-1, the 7 horse. This is a crapshoot, but I just think that those horses coming out of the Shakertown have good form. Also going to use Matorius with Phil D'Amato with 3 triple digit buyers. Ran 5th in the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint last year and has run well at Churchill with a 1-1 buyer in this race last year. So I think those three on top for me. Fiel de Arellana might have a shot in here for Johnny Velasquez and Mark Cassie, and also Coppola with 2-for-2 at Churchill. But I think Mischief Magic, I think Charlie Appleby pulls his magic here.
You and I are kind of pretty much in line on this. I took Fiel de Arellana on top. I remember interviewing Mark Cassie about this horse before he ran at Keeneland. I think it was the year before last, and they were really high on this horse when he came into the barn. 24 debut just looks like a pure prep for this after a late running third place finish. The distance might be a little short, but at 12-1, I'll take a shot. Now, the thing I thought was a little interesting here, I like Coppola too. You mentioned Coppola liking Churchill Downs. He's run twice at Keeneland, didn't run well either time. 2-for-2 at Churchill. And it doesn't look like for a turf sprint that there's an abundance of speed in here. So this horse could take him maybe wire to wire in this spot. Mischief Magic, I think, is very much the one to beat off that effort in the Shakertown, and clearly showed that he was back on his game. Motorious, you mentioned, ran well in this spot last year, so I'm going to use that one. And then the only other one that I would have on my list is Front Run the Fed for a long shot opportunity. This horse, second off a layoff, didn't have a great trip last time at Keeneland, but is a strong late runner, and that long stretch, you know, at Churchill Downs, I just thought this horse is worth a look to hit the board, probably less than to win, but I'll throw him, if you're doing multi-race bets, I would throw him on the ticket as well. Fiel de Arellana on top, though, for me. Grade 1, the 6th race, the Grade 1 Derby City Distaff, fillies and mares 4 and up, 7 furlongs. I think this was a little easier to narrow down for me. I like Red Carpet Ready, 3-for-3 at Churchill, 2-for-3 at 7 furlongs. I think the race at Keeneland, maybe she bounced off her comeback race, which was really good down at Gulfstream, and I think she moves forward again off that race in the Grade 1 at Keeneland. But she's got to beat Vava, who's very good at 7 furlongs, second off a layoff, so she ought to improve for Cherie DeVoe. And Alva Star beat her last time at Keeneland. I know Alva Star has run well twice at 7 furlongs, but they've chosen to run her most of the time at 6 furlongs. So I'm just wondering if that's maybe truly her best distance, and that these other two might be better true 7 furlong horses. So I'm going to focus on Red Carpet Ready and Vava and give Red Carpet Ready the edge. How about you?
I went with Vava. Excuse me in here. I took Alva Star at Keeneland because of recency. Alva Star had a race in the American Beauty at Oaklawn in February, and that was Vava's first start in almost 6 months. So I think they flipped this time. Red Carpet Ready, you got to use her because of her affinity for Churchill. I just think that Vava's a little bit better. And she won at Keeneland, red carpet ready. Didn't really show much against those two at Keeneland. Yes, she loves Churchill, but I just think those two are better. So I'm going to take Vava over Alva Star in red carpet ready. I do think that if you're playing multi-leg, those three certainly get you through this leg. Three Witches for Pratt, ships out from Santa Anita. I don't know that. She ran the Breeders' Cup Filly Mare Sprint last year at 7 furlongs. She's a 7 furlong specialist, but shipping from Santa Anita to Churchill, I'm not sure if that works very well, but you can't throw out Pratt. So that would be a long shot in there if one of these three fades, but I think Vava's going to top here.
Race 7, they're back on the turf at 1 mile. Fillies and mares 4 and up in the Distaff Turf Mile, grade 2. 3 Chad Browns in here. Is Chad going to win it or somebody else?
It's kind of hard to go against Chad Brown. I took 2 of Chad's horses out of the 4. Chili Flag for Irad coming out of the Honey Fox beat Walkathon last time out, but I think Walkathon at Churchill may be better. So Walkathon for Ian Wilk at 10-1 is a much better bet than either Chili Flag or a Coppice for Chad on the outside, first time in North America. So for a value play here, I'm going to go with Walkathon because she almost beat her in the Honey Fox at Gulfstream. And so came back in Jenny Wiley in grade 1, didn't really compete, but only got beat 5 lengths to a couple of really good mares. So I think Walkathon here on top at 10-1. I'm going to use Coppice just because it's Chad Brown and really nice time form ratings coming from Newmarket. Excuse me. I'm also going to use Evie Jett. Evie Jett has a chance to wire this field. Really, really good speed. Didn't get to the lead in the First Lady at Keeneland last October. When this kind of filly, this kind of mare is a step slow out of the gate, she loses all chance. But if you go back to those 3 races at Belmont, when she did get the lead, she's tough to handle. So Evie Jett at 6-1, picks up riskily, really good mount pick up for Gantamati, Ristley ought to fit this mare very well. So Walkathon on top of Chili Flag, Evie Jett, then Coppice for me.
I think I said 3 Chad Browns. There's 4, like it was in the Jenny Wiley, and yeah. I think his biggest price won that day. I'm going to go to a horse that it's going to be a little bit bigger price among the Chads, I think, in Delahaye, the 6. This horse won 3 in a row. I went back and watched the last race and loved the way this horse galloped out. I just think there's still a good bit of upside left for this one. 3rd start off the layoff and then has had 4 works since that win at the Fairgrounds on March 23rd. And I'm going to take a shot there. I'm going to use Chili Flag and Coppice. Coppice was 4th to Inspiral last time out, last fall, and Inspiral came back to win her Breeders' Cup race. Not wild about the post position at 1 mile. At Walkathon, I'm on that price play as well. For the reasons you mentioned, she kind of was boxed in, I thought, in the Jenny Wiley a little bit. So I think her last race could be better than it looks on paper. And then Heavenly Sunday and Mission of Joy, the 8 and the 12, were 1-2 in this race last year. Heavenly Sunday's Brad Cox, Mission of Joy's Graham Motion. If Mission of Joy had a better post position, I'd maybe rank her even a little higher. But I'll probably go deep in this race. Probably Chad Brown's going to win it. I'm going to take Delahaye, but I think there's a chance that somebody else, some other trainer, could win here out of a really talented group of distaffers. 8th race is the Grade 2 Pat Day Mile. 3-year-olds going the elongated sprint at Churchill, 1 mile around 1 turn. This starts an all 3-year-old pick 3 bet, plus it starts a pick 5. The 5th race, by the way, starts a pick 5, and the 6th race starts a pick 4. So race 8, Grade 2 Pat Day Mile. I took Top Connor on top. I thought his race in the Bluegrass and only a 2nd lifetime start was really good. I remember that they wanted to run him, I think, in the Wood Memorial and off a maiden win. Didn't think for sure that he would get into the Wood Memorial, so they ended up sending him to a tougher spot in the Bluegrass, and he might have had a big shot in the Wood, but instead he ended up in the Bluegrass against a tougher group, set the pace, and it was one of the faster paces of the prep season and in Bluegrass recent history, and faded to 6, but only beaten 8, so he didn't just totally collapse. And I think he should improve big time off that, back to 1 turn. Had an 86 buyer when winning his debut at 1 mile, first time out. So first time out to go a mile is tough, and then to do it with a win and an 86 buyer, I think it's a really good horse. And I'm going to take Top Connor on top. And then I'm interested in a couple of prices. Houday, the 7, really nice race at Keeneland, had an 87 buyer off the layoff. That was a lifetime best for Houday, for Tommy Drury. I could see that horse improving. Carbone, they tried the Derby trail with this one in the Asmussen barn. And then now is back to what may well be his best game, which is running around one turn. And the only time he did that was in a debut at Churchill, and he won by nearly 8 lengths and posted an 85 buyer. So I think Carbone could be dangerous for down on the inside. And then I'll probably take a look at Nash for Brad Cox. I think this horse's best race was at Churchill, but I'm thinking this might be a horse that the hype is outdoing the performance to this stage. Maybe he continues to improve with time, but I think he's maybe vulnerable at a little bit of a shorter price in here. How'd you see the Pat Day Mile?
I agree with you on Nash. I think he's got a shot, but I wouldn't play him from the 12 hole in a one-turn mile at, well, he's probably going to be 2-1. I think he's got a shot to win, but I think the price is going to be ridiculous. I like Top Connor in here, the short price. This race seems to get crazy. The last few years, it's I remember a muddy track once upon a time a few years ago. A horse with a duck in his name won it, like 80-1
for Rusty Arnold, big price.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, how do you figure that? But these are 3-year-olds who, in most cases, are dropping down. They've tried the Derby trail, or they're maidens with only one or two wins. Like Beeline, which is a horse I like in here that you didn't mention. It's really a crapshoot, and I would not take a short price in this race. I like Beeline because in the Gulfstream debut, set a 44-4 pace and finished in 109-3 as a maiden, and then the horse that finished second to him, Mr. Skylight, came right back and won, and then Beeline comes back and wins first time against winners. And runs a 110-2. So stretching out from 6 furlongs to a mile is a question mark, but Riley Mott has had some success in a young career, and Irene Ortiz takes them out. That's a huge upgrade from Edgar Zayas. So I think Beeline at 10-1 is a play in here. Going to use Top Connor, going to use Nash, and a horse that you didn't mention is a question mark as well, coming from Santa Anita, is Lajos for Doug O'Neill. This horse was extremely impressive in his debut. Nobody knew about him. He was 13-1. He got a 98 buyer, came out of one hole and just fired and went wire to wire, won by 4.5. Horse that finished third there, Ball Don't Lie, came back and won his next time out. So Lajos with a 98 buyer, first time out of the box. I think this is a race you've got to spread in. But Beeline's my play here at 10-1 if I get anywhere close to that.
Next up, race 9, and this starts the late pick 4, and this is the sequence that we'll build a pick 4 ticket for, all graded stakes pick 4, starting with the American Turf, then the Churchill Downs, the Old Forester Turf Classic, and culminating with the Kentucky Derby. So the grade 2 American Turf is 3-year-olds at a mile and a 16th, not surprisingly, on the turf. Who do you like, Jim?
Nice way to start off the pick 4. Charlie Appleby brings over Legend of Time. Saved him for this spot. I guess he shipped over with the horses that ran at Keeneland. Frankie Dettori takes them out. This horse has won 3 in a row in Maidan and comes in here with some good time form ratings, not outstanding time form ratings, but Charlie Appleby always brings those horses over ready. And the horse is 7-2 morning line, so a lot of respect for this one. I use Neat for Rob Attriss coming out of Transylvania. I thought that was extremely impressive win. He ran down a couple of other horses that are in here, and at a mile and a 16th, just barely got there, but that was the first race off a short layoff. Had run at Houston and Fairgrounds. Big move up in class, and this is another move up in class, but I think the horse is in top form right now, and Attriss is a really good trainer, 31% for 2024, so I'm going to use Neat. I'm going to use Cutino or Shumagehi coming out of the same race. I'm going to key on Transylvania here as being a race that sets these horses up for this race. Castellano was ridden this horse 4 straight times. they're putting the blinkers on here to get a little more focus. Horse almost ran down, or actually had the lead on Neat, and Neat ran him down in the stretch. So he moves forward off that. He's going to be tough. And then Agate Road is, I think, maybe going to be the favorite in here. They tried this horse on the dirt to try to get him to the Derby. Ran okay in Sam Davis. Did not run well and was in a Derby. He's much better on turf. Finished fifth in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf last year after winning the Pilgrim and Aqueduct. So Agate Road for Pletcher. I could go deeper in here, but I don't have an unlimited budget for this pick four. I could use Pratt coming out of Transylvania, had kind of a wide trip there with Can Group. I could use Twirling Point for Jonathan Thomas on the inside coming out of Rushaway. Let's stick with those four, though, and see if I can somehow bluff my way through the early leg of the pick four. I not have a strong opinion here at all.
I do have a strong opinion here. I love Legend of Time. You mentioned Appleby's success shipping over, partners up with Dottori here. And this horse, I went back and watched the last race at Meydan. First, the horse starts with a win in the debut, goes into a group three, off of that, runs fifth, and then lays off and then comes back with three in a row in Meydan. The time figure forms were, numbers were a little, light, not overpowering. So I went back and watched the last race over in Meydan. And this horse was locked and loaded the entire way, but relaxed off the pace down along the inside. When they turned into the stretch, a little path opened up, a little seam, and he exploded and drew away very impressively. I think this is a horse that is going to take the American turf over a solid group of horses that are just not as good as he is. So that's going to be the way I'll play it. I like all the Transylvania horses. I'm going to use four of them underneath of him. And if I did a pick four ticket where I went deeper, I would use all four of these and try to single somewhere else. But Lord Bullingdon, third off a layoff, and his last two were his best, and he had a little trouble in the Transylvania. Cugino, if that's how it's pronounced, second by a nose in the Transylvania for Shug. Castellano doesn't have a Derby mount, but he's here for this one. Can Group. Gets a wide trip, but mile on the 16th, he can maybe work something out. He had a wide trip in the Transylvania, too, but Pratt usually does a good job of finding a way to work out a trip. And then Neat won the Transylvania, good speed, so I'm going to use all four of those probably underneath and are bet within the race, but I like Legend of Time a lot in here. 10th race is the Grade 1 Churchill Downs, 7 furlongs at 4 and up, and I am going to go back to the horse that did well for me in the Commonwealth at Keeneland. Bo Cruz had a 96 in the Commonwealth. That was his best. Third off the layoff and should improve. Ran big at Churchill on Derby Day last year, race after the run for the Roses. So I'm going to take him to come right back and make it two in a row. But Tejano Twist merits a lot of respect. He always seems to run his race. Thought it's interesting they switched to Irad Ortiz here, so that's a noteworthy move for me on this two-horse. Zozos is 2-for-3 at Churchill for Brad Cox. Maybe at his best around one turn. Hoist the Gold has run well here. Good record at 7 furlongs. And then Gunpilot is a little bit of a price play for me. This horse has steadily improved in 3 starts off a layoff, and I think is ready to win something significant, and we'll see if he can win one this big. But at the price for the Asmussen Barn, I think this one is worth a look as well. I'm going to include him on my tickets. How'd you see the Churchill Downs?
I like a lot of the same horses that you do. Bo Cruz at 10-1 would be a very tempting play for me because he ran so well in the Commonwealth. I mean, Bruno owns part of him, and he had touted the horse, and he came through at 6-1, and he's 10-1 here. He's going to get a little bit of win money from me. Tough field, though. I used all the other horses that you mentioned. I did not use Tejano Twist just because he seems to run second a lot, and he's got 9 seconds along with 9 firsts. I think there couldn't be a better bet than to put Tejano Twist underneath some horses that you like here. But he just doesn't seem to have that finishing kick that he had back earlier in his career. So I'm not going to use Tejano Twist, which I may regret. But Zozos from Brad Cox, like you say, loves Churchill Downs. Had some time off after not firing at all in the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. Went off at 4-1 out there, and just that he threw in a clunker, but the rest of his races last year were all very good. Hoist the Gold, they took him to the Saudi Cup. Terrible experiment over there. They wasted a plane trip because the horse never showed up. But you come back here and you go off last year's Phoenix and last year's Cigar Mile at Aqueduct, and this horse fits very well here. And has run decently at Churchill. And the horse that I'm going to use that you didn't mention is Mr. Wireless for Brett Calhoun, coming out of a race at Fairgrounds off a 10-month layoff and ran lights out. You don't see many horses coming off a 10-month layoff that get a 102 buyer first time out. Was in the 9 hole, so had to use a little bit to get there and drew off easily. I just think that signals that Calhoun's got this guy really on top of his game. And if you go back to his past performances, last in October of 22, he came off a layoff and ran third, then came back second and got better. So I think if he improves off that 102 buyer, I think everybody's running for second here. Now, it wasn't the greatest field in the world. It was obviously a prep for this, but Brett Calhoun's a really good trainer, and I think Mr. Wireless has a shot in here at a price of 6-1.
Yeah, I think you make a really good point on that one, and I think I'm going to go back and throw him on my ticket when we get to our pick fours as well, because if he improves off that 102 and could do it off a second off a layoff, he'd be awfully tough. Let's go to the 11th race. It's the Grade 1 Old Forester Turf Classic, mile and an eighth on the turf, four-year-olds and up, and multiple Chad Brown entries in here as well. Really nice field. How'd you see it?
I thought it was between Chad Brown and Charlie Appleby on top. I'm not going to throw out a couple other horses in here. I'm going to use 5 in the pick 4, but I thought I'm Very Busy. That race in the Muniz at Fairgrounds was extremely impressive. Came from the 13 hole and just drew off, beat a couple of really nice horses in there, Web Slinger and Gigante. And I'm Very Busy as a 103 buyer last time out, backed that 100 buyer up that he's got in the Pegasus Turf. If he moves forward, he's going to be tough to handle for Chad. Program trading for Chad coming out of the Hollywood Derby, Grade 1 win at Del Mar last year. Very consistent. Flavian takes the bet. Flavian's ridden the horse 4 times in a row. Naval Power off the Maker's Mark Mile. I thought he ran really well there. He had a shot to beat Master of the Seas, I thought, but he ran a good second. Master of the Seas in this race would be probably 3-5. So I think Naval Power fits off that first-time North America 104 buyer. Integration for Shib McGahey coming out of Maker's Mark Mile was a little wide and got up for third. Gaffleon takes the mount back here, and I see him having a chance to improve. He'll get firm turf here where he got yielding turf in the Maker's Mark Mile. And then Christophe Clement, Far Bridge, I'm going to throw in there. Looks like he's a notch below, but he's run with Program Trading and with Web Slinger in the past, and I respect Clement so much, I'm going to throw him in at a price. But I still think it comes between Chad Brown and Charlie Appleby, and you flip a coin between I'm Very Busy and Naval Power.
I'm going to take the same approach. I ended up taking Program Trading on top, and the reason was I think there's 3 horses with similar chances, and the odds figure to be highest on Program Trading coming off the layoff. But if he improves to 3, from 3-4, like I'm Very Busy did, then look out. He's a big player, and he's a wide trip in the Virginia Derby away from having a perfect record. 6, I'm Very Busy for the reasons you mentioned. Got to use that one. Naval Power had a little bit of a bad start in the Maker's Mark Mile. They thought he'd be up on the pace, so he might be up closer than you might think off that last race, and I think he's very dangerous. And then Integration, I think, is a must-use on multi-races only because he beat both of the Chads that I like last year. And maybe he's better on firm turf with more distance, which he got neither in the Maker's Mark Mile. So I definitely have to use him. So I'm going 4 deep on the pick 4. Brings us to the Grade 1 Kentucky Derby, 3-year-olds at 1.25 miles. And I went with Just a Touch on top. I think the top 2, Fierceness and Sierra Leone, are very, very good. And the way I kind of look at it is take out Just a Touch, take out Forever Young. And I just think there's nobody among the rest that I can envision running well enough to beat either one of the top two. And I think if both of the top two don't run their race, then something crazy could happen. But they're both very good. Surely at least one of them will run his best race and have a big shot, and maybe both. So who are those two horses that I see it said leave out? One of them's Forever Young. He's 5-for-5 coming in from Japan. I just don't know quite how good he is or how much upside is there. Just a Touch, only 4 starts. Now the Derby will be the 4th, and the previous 3 all coming this year. So that's kind of the Justify path, and that's the sire of this horse. And I think he's a key horse for verticals because I think, you know, at a little bit of a price, I think there's a great shot he'll be in the top 4, if not better. But I thought Fierceness had a perfect trip in the Florida Derby, and I thought Sierra Leone had a perfect setup in the Bluegrass, and Just a Touch didn't. Fast pace, and he had to get out of there quick to get position, got caught up in that hot pace, and it paid the price for it in the last 8th. But if you go back and look at the race, he was drawn away from everybody but Sierra Leone. So with maybe a little better setup, I suspect they'll be able to take him a little farther back this time. And Giroux's really good at getting him out of the gate. So I think Just a Touch for that price with I don't know how good he is. And I think for a lot of these, I think I know how good they are, and it's not quite good enough at this point. But I don't know how good he is. And so at 10-12-1, I'm going to take a shot with him on top. Got to use Fierceness in Sierra Leone, obviously. Forever Young, I'll have on a pick 4 ticket. After that, Mystic Dan, I think, is dangerous. Interesting angle there. He's the only horse besides Fierceness that has a 100 or better buyer. Got that 2 starts back. Kind of regressed in the Arkansas Derby, but he's trained well. Catching Freedom, coming off a big win that was an improved effort in the Louisiana Derby. But I just don't think he's as good as Just a Touch. But I'm going to put him on the ticket. And then Honor Marie. Ran a big second in the Louisiana Derby, won the Kentucky Jockey Club, so likes the track. I was trying to make a case for Track Phantom as a long shot coming out of the key Risen Star race, but the way I think the race will play out doesn't really suit Track Phantom. But I wouldn't be surprised if he ran better than you might think. So that's kind of where I ended up. I'll throw one other wild name out there. Sometimes a unusual horse clunks up for 4th or 3rd in the Derby. West Saratoga for the Supers or the Super High Five. I just kind of think they'll take that horse back and make a run, see how many they can pass, and it'd be a great story for Larry DeMeritt. And I could just see that horse. He loves Churchill. I could just see that horse finishing, say, in the top half of the field, if not a little better. So, long-winded analysis of the Derby for me. What about you?
Well, the Derby always lends itself to a long-winded analysis.
True.
But I think what's scary to me is that I agree with most of the things that you said, which doesn't happen very often in a 20-horse field. I watch the Bluegrass. I absolutely love Sierra Leone. I love a horse that comes from out of it. He reminds me of Strike the Gold, which ironically is the last Bluegrass winner to come back and win the Derby. I think he can do the same thing. I think he's going to get a fast pace in here. I think Dornock has to go out of one hole. I think Just a Touch is going to be up close, not on the lead. But you mentioned earlier the other Japanese horse may go for the lead. You got Track Phantom who wants to go for the lead. I don't think there's any doubt that it's going to be a fast pace. So the question mark becomes, can Sierra Leone work out a trip? I think the two-hole is ideal for him. I think Tyler Gaplione, no way in the world he wants to get ahead of horses at the start. So you know Sierra Leone is going to come wide and is going to make a run. Where would you rather be? You don't have to, you know, if you're stuck out 16 or 17 like Fierceness is, you've got to use yourself up to get over to the rail. He doesn't have to use anything to get to the rail. He's already there. The horses to his right have no early speed. So he's going to be able to get a position inside, saving ground, knowing that at some point Tyler's going to get him out and make a run. I think the race sets up really well for him. It's always a risk taking a horse that comes from the clouds in the Kentucky Derby. I know that. But I am so impressed with the way this horse finishes that I think the 1.25 miles hits him right between the eyes at a gun runner. He's got the jockey on him that understands how to time a race. I just think Sierra Leone, it's his race to lose. Now, if he doesn't have a trip, or if Just a Touch gets better, and I think he will, Just a Touch can give him all he wants. I'm going to box those two in the exacta. I'm going to take them on top in second and third in the tri and super. I'm going to use fierceness out of defense, but I really don't like fierceness. I think every time he's faced adversity, he's folded his tent. He ran terribly in the Champagne after a bad start. He ran terribly in the Holy Bull after a bad start. He had things all his own way in the Florida Derby, and he blew him off the map. Anybody who thinks he's going to have things his own way coming out of the 17 hole in the Kentucky Derby is kidding themselves. I just think he's up against it from that post. I think he's up against it from his running style. I think he's up against it from his inconsistency now. Is he good enough to win? Absolutely. But he has to have everything fall his own way. And I think there's a chance that it falls Sierra Leone's way or Just a Touch's way better than it falls Fierceness's way. So that's the three I'm going to use in the pick four. I like Honor Marie to get in the money coming off that Louisiana Derby. I like Catching Freedom. Both of the top two horses at Louisiana Derby, I think, are the notch below the top horses, but they both have the running style that could get them in the tri or the super. And the other one that I would use in the super is probably, just for a price in here, maybe Resilient. Nobody's talking about Resilient. Bill Mott is one of the best trainers in the world. And this horse won the Wood Memorial, which, you know, was a weaker prep than the Kentucky Derby and then the Bluegrass. But he won the Wood at a mile and eight. He got the distance. Bill Mott gets him ready. Nobody's talking about him. I think he's got a chance to get up in the money. So that would be my long shot out there. But I think we pretty much see the Derby the same way. If you just differ on, you're going to take Just a Touch a little bit on top, and I'm going to take Sierra Leone on top.
Let's do the all-stakes pick four ticket, starting race nine. How'd you build your ticket?
I am going to spend $150. I could not really find a single. I didn't feel as good as you did about Legend of Time in the beginning leg, but I went 5, 6, 11, 14 with 3, 4, 6, 10, 11 with 1, 4, 5, 6, 11 with the three horses in the Derby we talked about, 2, 8, and 17. So that's a $150 ticket.
I did an $84 ticket. I'm on a single Legend of Time so I can go deeper in other races. Second leg, I'm going to use, let me see. What number is Zozos? I don't have that in front of me. I've got the wrong number written.
Hang on a second. Zozos is the thick.
All right. So I want 5 with 2, 3, 4, 6, 10, 11, with 1, 5, 6, 11, with 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 11, 17. So that's 2 by 6 by 4 by 7, $84. Or excuse me, 1 by 6 by 4 by 7, $84 ticket for me on the All Stakes Pick 4 to get us through the Kentucky Derby. Now, reminder for everybody to get your funds into your Keeneland Select account early. You don't want to wait until the last minute and then have some kind of snafu hit. Do it early and get everything set up so you can play the races. You know, it's a great way, even if you're at the track and you got a late overlay that you notice, hard to get to the window, well, got Keeneland Select, you can do that. And then obviously it's great for, you know, parties for Oaks and Derby. You can take care of your wagers that way and enjoy the day. So get those accounts funded early. Best of luck from the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.